Little Nick Streamers, welcome back to the channel. Today's review is going to give you the good, the bad, and the interesting on a Korean horror movie filled with zombie goodness. It's called Train to Busan. Let's get into it right now. All right, guys, let's deep dive into this movie. Now, this was actually requested by a few of my subscribers, so I just had to check it out. Now, if you haven't checked out my review on the Korean beautiful, beautiful show called Kingdom, make sure you check that out as well. And a lot of my viewers that checked out Kingdom referred me to Train to Busan. So let's get into a little bit about the movie before I get into the good. So a little bit about the movie is there's this awesome, hardworking dad that takes his daughter to go see his mom. That there, he separated with the mom and he actually lives with his mom and the daughter kind of away from the ex-wife, basically. He actually has her in his phone as the ex-wife, but she wants to see her mom. It's her birthday, so reluctantly he decides to take her to see the mom. So that's basically the premise. It was really even tough for him to get out of his job to take her, and the job that he actually has links to the reason why all these zombies are going crazy. We'll talk about that in a second, but let's get into some good. So the good for me is that the plot is very understandable. It is Korean and there are some subtitles, you know, that you have to follow along with, which I'm perfectly cool with that. I am so in love with Korean movies at this point. So look out for some more Korean movies to be reviewed on my channel. They're awesome. So the plot was really kind of laid out for you. You have the dad. He works at a company that may have been responsible in some sort of way on the leak. It actually was a leak from the bio, basically this biotech company that had a leak and that is affecting the population. And side effects include becoming a zombie. Yay! So long story short, the father takes the daughter on a train and basically takes her to go see the mom. And, you know, that's so the plot is pretty good. But I gotta tell you guys, the good for me is the zombie action. It basically wastes no time introducing you to the first sick girl that actually gets on the train, kind of slides back past the conductor. She is sick, but let me bring it back a little bit, because the first time you actually notice something's not right is a truck driver actually hits a deer, and then he thinks the deer is dead. You know, he's like, this is how my day's gonna start. And then the deer gets up, and then you see that kind of blank kind of stare in the eyes. You don't see any pupils, you don't see any eyes, basically. You just kind of have this whitish eye to let you know, hey, something's wrong with this deer. And then, you know, it continues on from there. Then you have the first patient zero that gets on the train while they're on their way. She kind of sneaks on. And then the poor attendant actually gets bit first. The lady starts kind of going into seizures and she's like, something's wrong with you, can I help you? Man, something's definitely wrong with her. She jumps off and bites her, and she quickly turns, and then the biting ensues, and the changing ensues, and it is off to the races. I love it, love it, love it. Also good for me was the amount of zombies on the train, the way that they actually made you feel so claustrophobic, and so much like fear and terror, because one car is full of zombies now. There was people were fine a minute ago. Now they're zombies. They're right over there. What are we gonna do? We have to close the door to make sure they don't come in. Let's hide in the bathroom. Like, all this stuff's going on. And I actually have had a general heartfelt relationship with the little girl at this point and with the dad. So you feel sorry for them. They introduce this pregnant woman and her husband, and you know, you feel sorry for them. Her and the little girl kind of have a bond, and she's kind of, it's just craziness. I like the relationships that are built in this situation on this train, fighting for their lives between the dad and this other guy that's actually the father of the pregnant woman. They actually kind of come together and like, look, we gotta get to the other car where our, you know, where my daughter is and where my wife is, my pregnant wife is. We're gonna just go through the zombies and fight them and get over there, and it's going down sweet. The husband of the wife, they actually decide to just go through, fight all the zombies, we don't care. And they really, really bring the pain when it comes to fighting the zombies hand on hand, actually just putting something around their arm and just going for it. That was super intense and a very good moment for me. So the good for me in a nutshell is the plot, the CGI, the zombies, how fast they were, how aggressive they were, the emotion you felt with all the characters, the acting was fantastic, and the basically you always felt like you were 5 minutes from being bitten and turning into a zombie. That was amazing for me. So this movie definitely is a multiple watch. I do recommend it. It's for awesome zombie action, for the acting, and for the plot. All of that stuff is good for me. Alright guys, let's get into some bad. So the bad for me was, there was this jerk, he just kept throwing people to sacrifice them so he can save himself. He was so rude. He was the villain, basically. I mean, of course, you had zombies, so they were the villain, obviously, right? But they couldn't help it. But this guy was, like, sacrificing people. He was, like, throwing people toward the zombies so he could get away. This guy was terrible. So it's not really a bad thing about the movie, but a bad thing about this guy that just makes you want to just throw him to the zombies and get it over with. Even toward the end, he ends up biting the father, and the little girl actually loses her father because of this same guy. He doesn't even realize he's a zombie. Like, this guy is crazy. Anyway, he was the bad for me. All right, guys, let's get into some interesting. So interesting for me is how well this actually looks as far as cinematography. It has wide shots, it has closed shots, like when they're on the train, tight shots when they're in the bathroom. You have scenic shots of like the mountains, especially when you had the scene where he hit the deer. All of it is good, like the cinematography is good, the acting is good, all of that stuff is surprisingly, interestingly good, and I was really impressed with this film. Also interesting to me is I noticed a little thing where the original girl that got on the train first was bit, and she kind of went on the train and kind of limped on and ended up in the bathroom for a little while, and then kind of came out and limped out before she fully became a zombie. But then as you go on, even after she bites the attendant and then they subsequently start biting everyone, it takes a faster time for everyone to just change. It's like they're changing almost instantaneously, not immediate, like instant, but very quickly. So I noticed that it took her a little bit of time to change, but then after that, it was just like a wildfire. I know they had to do that to kind of build up because she had to get on the train. She kind of staggered. I think she was already kind of changed when she was in the bathroom. I'm not really sure. Maybe not, because she had like a seizure and stuff, and I think that's when she was turning. So I don't know. It's a little continuity, a little thing there, but not in the bad category. Just a little interesting. But hey guys, I had a fun time watching this movie. I gotta be honest, I know it's a lot of good being sprinkled throughout, but I was truly impressed by the cinematography, by the acting. The zombies really were like stuntmen. They were falling off of stuff. One of my favorite parts is where they dropped out of the helicopter, like on the ground, like bouncing off the ground. I was like, what is going on? That was one of my favorite parts. Like, there was a helicopter up there, and then they just start dropping from the sky. I was like, what? Insanity, but yay. So anyway, guys, interesting in a good way for me. All right, guys, let me know what you thought about Train to Busan. Are you super entertained like I was? Were you not feeling it? Let me know in the comments below. Make sure to subscribe, hit the bell notification, and as always, guys, keep streaming. Until next time, bye.